On the other side of the door, Homer, too, was living in a sea of gelatin. He was fighting with furious intensity to keep from stuttering, and, of course, could scarcely speak two consecutive words, clearly as a result. Lord Stettin was in full uniform, 6'6", large-jawed and hard-mouthed. His bald, arrogant fists kept a powerful time to his sentences. "Well, you have had 2 weeks, and you come to me with tales of nothing. Come, sir, tell me the worst. Is my navy to be cut to ribbons? Am I to fight the ghosts of the Second Foundation as well as the men of the First? I repeat, my lord, I am no predictor. I am at a complete loss. Or do you wish to go back to warn your countrymen? To deep space with your play-acting. I want the truth or I'll have it out of you along with half your guts.
I'm telling only the truth, and I'll have you remember, my lord, that I am a citizen of the Foundation. You cannot touch me without harvesting more than you count on."
The Lord of Calgan laughed uproariously.
"A threat to frighten children. A horror with which to beat back an idiot. Come, Mr. Munn, I have been patient with you. I have listened to you for 20 minutes while you detailed wearisome nonsense to me, which must have cost you sleepless nights to compose. It was wasted effort. I know you are here not merely to rake through the mule's dead ashes and to warm over the cinders you find. You come here for more than you have admitted. Is that not true?"
Homer Munn could no more have quenched the burning horror that grew in his eyes than, at that moment, he could have breathed. Lord Stettin saw that and clapped the Foundation man upon his shoulder so that he and the chair he sat on reeled under the impact.
"Good. Now let us be frank. You are investigating the Selden plan. You know that it no longer holds. You know, perhaps, that I am the inevitable winner now. I and my heirs. Well, man, what matters it who established the Second Empire, so long as it is established? History plays no favorites, eh? Are you afraid to tell me? You see that I know your mission."
Munn said thickly,
"What is it you want?"
"Your presence. I would not wish the plan spoiled through overconfidence. You understand more of these things than I do. You can detect small flaws that I might miss. Come, you will be rewarded in the end. You will have your fair glut of the loot. What can you expect at the Foundation? To turn the tide of a perhaps inevitable defeat? To lengthen the war? Or is it merely a patriotic desire to die for your country?"
I...
He finally spluttered into silence. Not a word would come.
"You will stay," said the Lord of Calgan confidently. "You have no choice."
"Wait," an almost forgotten afterthought. "I have information to the effect that your niece is of the family of Beta Durell." Homer uttered a startled,
"Yes."
He could not trust himself at this point to be capable of weaving anything but cold truth.
"It is a family of note on the Foundation?"
Homer nodded.
"To whom they would certainly brook no harm."
"Harm? Don't be a fool, man. I am meditating the reverse.
How old is she?"
14.
"So, Well, not even the Second Foundation or Harry Seldon himself could stop time from passing or girls from becoming women. With that, he turned on his heel and strode to a draped door which he threw open violently. He thundered, "What in space have you dragged your shivering carcass here for?" The Lady Calia blinked at him and said in a small voice,
"I didn't know anyone was with you."
"Well, there is. I'll speak to you later of this, but now I want to see your back, and quickly." Her footsteps were a fading scurry in the corridor. Stettin returned. She is a remnant of an interlude that has lasted too long. It will end soon. 14, you say? Homer stared at him with a brand new horror.